We're live over here?
Yes.
Fantastic. Good morning, guys. How you doing? And we're waiting to bring in the YouTube crowd as well, which is going to be joining us shortly. Mitch Cambridge with Mitch Cambridge Coaching. And, of course, I'm sitting here with Daniel with Daniel's SOS Bookkeeping and Accounting Service and Scott Gerace with SOS Marketing. Now, primarily, this is me sitting in a room with these two fine individuals, and we're talking, well, about their businesses and what they're doing to grow. But why I'm bringing them live to you today is they are essential partners in my job. Finance, marketing, sales, strategic planning, and of course, being really meticulous with your time. Hey crew, how's it going? Being very meticulous with your time when you organize it, these are the five things that spell the biggest failure rates in business. These guys are here this morning so that I can pick their brain and find how they're of best service to people and, more importantly, be able to help you people out there in the world. Does that sound fair? So first of all, finance, which has to do with your money and the way you're bookkeeping and accounting and everything, that entire cycle that goes into the business. And of course, your marketing, getting your business to push itself out into the world, are critical and essential. You guys do this professionally, but you also do it with your business as well. Mm-hmm. So Danny, what is the one thing that I need to know as a business owner right now from a finance perspective? And what makes it different for a bookkeeping and accounting firm, first, to control their own finances and their money, their cash flow on that inside, and two, what it's like to educate people that might not know an awful lot?
Honestly, the number one thing I can tell you is that anything to do with your cash flow, your budgeting, your finances has to be something that's dealt with on a daily basis. Yeah. I think that a lot of people think that it's something that they can look at maybe once a week. It's something that they can look at once a month. It's something that some people don't even look at and like once a year. When people sit down with me and I go, how much do you make a year? And they go, I don't know. How do you not know? Oh, I don't know. I just make money. And you tell me how much I make. And while I'm very happy to do that, I think a lot of people think that it's just something that, you know, doesn't really matter. But it's something that the people that are running successful businesses are looking at their bank account every single day. They're okay. Watching their budgeting every single day. They're looking at where their dollars and cents are going, and they're being very proactive with how they're spending their money.
They're staying on their credit score.
Absolutely. Credit scores are huge. In the world of finances, people come to me and ask how they can get funding for things, how they can apply for loans and mortgages, and being diligent with your cash flow and how you're spending your money is the number one way you're going to be successful with that. You should know what you should already qualify for. And if you don't, then you're going to go find yourself a nice mortgage broker, and the mortgage broker is going to help you come up with, you know, an exact number of what you can qualify for. You come back to your accountant, and we help you basically engineer your books to allow you to achieve your goals. But it's something that, proactively speaking, you should already know.
Okay. So you covered a number of different subjects in there. Is it safe to say that we can break down where that education level comes in first and what most of us are missing? First of all, just how to manage our cash.
Mm-hmm.
Then how to properly account for it. In other words, bookkeeping. And then lastly, what happens with the whole accounting. So when you're looking at the health of the business, mm-hmm. where it's going and understanding whether it's doing well or doing odd. Have I got that right?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Like I said, it's just a diligence thing. And I really have been on a personal crusade over the last 6 years to really just put the power back in people's hands. So even a week ago, somebody asked me to create a best practices for how to spend their money out of their business account and out of their personal account. This is something that I go through in detail with people just verbally, but I actually put it down into a document, and it was about a 6-page document of kind of what the best practices are for, you know, what comes into what bank account, what goes out of what bank account, and then, you know, tying that in with your daily budget. And I believe that that tool is really going to help a lot more people. And I just believe that showing people that checking your numbers once a day, checking your numbers, you know, several times a week at the very, very, very worst is just going to improve the overall health of your business, because you're going to be able to make better financially, you know, solid decisions because you already know where you're at. You don't have to sit down and do this big giant plan session, you know, for 6 hours every single time you want to make a financial decision, because you already have the numbers and you're making those micromanaged decisions on a daily basis that are going to let that big goal just naturally fall into place.
From the bookkeeper and the accountant in the room right now, and something from an education standpoint, so the intellectual capital is saying, manage this stuff daily. not weekly and monthly and yearly. Mm-hmm. If you think you got to manage it yearly, you should be managing it monthly. If you think you should be managing it monthly, you should be managing it weekly. And whatever you think you should be doing weekly, you should be doing daily. In other words, do your cash flow homework on a day-to-day basis, and you're not going to get into trouble.
And this is coming from the business coach.
Well, that too, right?
That's a diligence thing.
You know who didn't have credit issues once upon a time? Hmm. Our grandparents and great-grandparents' generation.
Absolutely.
Where they balanced their checkbook.
Absolutely. Yeah.
And yet we've stopped doing that because, well, the device is sitting up here right now on a pillar. But because the device, we can check it in real time, but we're not budgeting effectively, or just measuring what's going on with their cash.
The money they're spending when they're just swiping a bank card every day.
Or Absolutely. Okay. That's hitting the nail right on the head.
Yeah.
We get way too casual with our money. You know, when I ask people to sit down and spend a month, just 1 month, and put into an Excel document exactly what you spend every penny of your money on, people want to throw up.
You spend 3/4 of your income on eating at restaurants.
Skip the dishes. Uber Eats. They have empowered us to spend $150 on a dinner that at the store would have cost us $20. But convenience is killing us. So, I mean, that's one example, but it can be anything. It can be how much did you shop this month? How much did you spend on coffee? You know, I'm a coffee junkie, and I can tell you that I spend a lot of money on coffee. But I can tell you that solidly because I watch my budget and I have made that okay. But some of you out there don't realize how much money you spend on coffee, and it'll be a little startling until you make peace with it and decide that yes, a third of my budget goes to coffee.
To answer right now in the room, because I've got the most expensive coffee in the room, I do have a coffee budget on a monthly basis, and it's staggering how much I do spend on coffee.
And it's okay to have a coffee budget. It's just you got to be aware that you have the coffee budget.
Coffee budget aside, what is it like from a financial perspective, first of all, to run an accounting and bookkeeping firm? Because it's going to be the same rules it is for the rest of us. You're still a business. Mm-hmm. And then the same goes for a marketing firm, right? I mean, we're all subject to our own errors and omissions inside of our own head.
Absolutely.
So what is it like to do that for yourself and practice what you preach, if you will? And I know that, you know, the two of you guys are a united pair, and your businesses are right there with each other. But that still means that there's a separation as well, right?
Absolutely.
There's my business, there's your business in the room. We all have the same universal role. So what's it like for an accounting and bookkeeping firm to manage this, manage its own cash? And what's it like for a marketing firm to be able to do this?
Well, I will tell you this from the accounting side. I really do have to practice what I preach every day. It's not one of those things that when you handle money and finances on a daily basis that it all just falls into place naturally. No, I've had to teach myself the same way. And for me, my business has grown. It's actually doubled in size every year we've been in business, which means I've been learning all the time, every single day, because no day is like the day before, because we're getting busier and busier and busier. So that means more staff, more expenses, more, you know, finite budgeting when it comes to available credit and what's long-term and short-term, and then, you know, piggybacking things like marketing strategies and how to, you know, how to, again, watch those on a daily basis to make sure that, you know, I'm not blowing, you know, $5,000 on advertising every month, or if I am, that it's as strategic as possible. But it gets really easy to put $20 here, $20 there, $50 there, $100 there into a Facebook ad, and all of a sudden you've spent $3,000. Well, it becomes really important to watch that so that you're not doing that, at least not without planning to. But I have bad days just like everybody else. I mean, during tax season, I'm a zombie. It is, you know, a true challenge from, the accounting and bookkeeping standpoint, running that kind of business, to really practice what you preach when you're working, you know, 14 hours a day, 7 days a week. Well, newsflash, you might be working 14 days, you know, 14 hours a day, you know, 7 days a week, but your money and cash flow is still there. And actually in that period of time, we have more money, which means really, and honestly, mo problems.
Okay.
I had to. But seriously, it's hard, you know, and I wish I could stand on a soapbox and say that I do it every single day. But true due diligence is that my clients actually keep me accountable, because they may not, you know, you guys, if you're some clients listening to this, and I really hope there is, you guys keep me accountable in the sense that I get to meet with you guys every single day. I'm answering your guys' money and finance questions every single day, which is always putting the onus back on me, saying, hey, I need to make sure that what I am telling you guys what I'm telling you guys is really what I'm choosing to do. Okay. So it's you guys bring up concerns, and I go, I also have that concern. I've also come from a place where that's been what my daily ask is. Well, what do I, you know, where's all my money going? That's a daily ask that just exists inside the money and finance world. And I really do see, you know, feel the same way. And I know where my money's going and I still go, man, where's my money going?
Scott, for me, it's just being accountable. And I look at it in like a simpler way. I try to schedule the time to deal with the things that I need to deal with, and I keep it accountable. And I got this guy who gave me this rule. If I put it in my calendar, I can't move it more than twice, and I can't move it more than 2 days. So when it comes to, you know, managing posting or money or anything like that, it's all about scheduling and spreadsheeting and being on top of that. And then waking up to the person who manages the money all the different days for everybody else, if I'm not on top of my small piece of the pie, I feel very, you know, like I'm not doing what I'm supposed to. So the accountability is good, right? Like,
yeah, if you don't have somebody, like if you're not fortunate enough to have a good, you know, money balanced relationship with your spouse, and maybe that's not the person you want as an accountability partner, having somebody be an accountability partner is huge, whether that be a business coach, you know, your accountant, your best friend, your dog, you know, an alarm set in your calendar 3 times every single day. It's like learning to drink water every day, right? You got to set an alarm for the first 6 weeks till you remember that you're supposed to drink, you know, a crap ton of water every day. Well, same thing goes with your money and finances.
Like, this only works because we like have really good communication skills between each other. And when there's something that is maybe not going as well as it could be, you know, it's not like we hide this from each other. You know, we bring it forth and we talk about it and we come up with solutions. Cool. Either which business it may be, we're you know, always trying to find better and more efficient ways of doing stuff, right?
Yeah.
And not talking about something and letting it sit for, you know, weeks is not helping anybody. Like, if money, like, I always say this, and this is what kills people, and this is always a line that I use when I do my tax talks, but money and finances actually cripple and destroy more relationships than infidelity. And for me, that's such a powerful thing, because at the end of the day, money and finance is so powerful, and we treat it like it's not, but it really is, you know. And if you can't have accountability and honesty when it comes to money, like in your household or with business partners or whatever it may be, I really do believe you're doomed to fail.
Well, we hear the worst of the stories, right? Like, I have a gambling addiction and I spent all this money at the casino and I haven't told my wife yet. Do you think I should declare bankruptcy? Or, you know, stuff like that. And you hear that and you're like, well, these are mistakes that people are making, and by far they're not something that we want to make in our life.
That's why I said you guys keep us accountable.
So, well, they've said something incredibly important here. As a business coach, I talk about where I started. Finances and your cash, your marketing, your sales, your planning, and obviously controlling your time, which are things. It's stuff that we need to learn to do. It's a technical skill.
Yeah.
Well, you guys talked about accountability, essential record keeping.
Yeah.
You know what I mean. Mm-hmm. And staying diligent in practice.
Yeah.
In other words, having a behavior and following through.
Yeah.
Having an accountability format and having a place where you're really going to track all of this. So those are behaviors that maybe we did or maybe we didn't get exposed to, but this goes back to primary or principal education early on, where we had certain times, certain schedules, whatever you might think about the education system itself. And those have such a prevalent impact. Again, we're supposed to be talking about finance and marketing, but we've talked about money and infidelity being the biggest cause of downfall of relationships. Well, it's the same thing for ending business relationships.
Absolutely.
It's same thing for any relationship.
Diligence is like the number one thing, and it's like none of those other things can happen without diligence either, and nothing easily to come by has ever, you know, been that easy. You have to stay on top of it. It takes years, you know. Once in a while you hear a story about somebody winning lottery, but like it doesn't work out for people like that typically, right? So, you know, to be diligent is probably the biggest practice. And whether it's communication or finance or marketing or anything like that, it's just staying on top of it, and that's where success is bred.
Well, something else too that makes it, you know, makes something, you know, of a point to ponder is that we said those little devices that are pointed at us right now, obviously they do make our lives, you know, a little bit more automated, obviously. But from my perspective, the funny part is that you can use that to your advantage. There are apps that make every function of our money and finance journey really easy. The only thing that you have to do to piggyback on top of some really good apps is actually talk to the person that you're in business with, the person that is your spouse, you know, but you get something like QuickBooks Online, you get something like Receipt Bank, you're snapping pictures, you're getting rid of all the paper stuff, you know, we're being a little bit more diligent on stuff, and all of that can feed back directly to a good accountant, or to yourself if you do your own record keeping, but we, you know, the devices that we hold in our hand every single day have made this practice very easy. You can schedule reminders in your calendar to actually physically remind yourself to sit down and do the things that you need to do. You can pre-schedule emails to yourself with information so that you can sit down and you know, automate the next week on a Sunday afternoon. And I mean, we do practices like that where it's all sit down on a Sunday and pre-schedule all the things that I know that I need to do or things that I need to remind myself of, because I get busy just like everybody else. Well, I get forgetful just like everybody else.
I think too, like, the way I look at it is, you know, for what I do, a lot of it is like lack of diligence from people that just don't want to find those tools either.
And absolutely.
They don't want to look for them. And you could sit there and tell them that those tools are there, but they kind of goes in one ear and out the other. And then they go, well, why isn't this being successful for me? You know, can you help me? Right. So.
But this is coming from the platform of accounting, business coach, and marketing. Yeah. Right.
But they you know, but it gives people freedom to go do what they do best.
Absolutely.
Right. And that's the other end of it. Maybe you're just not like, it's not your cup of tea and you're a, you know, a concrete guy and you just, you know, don't really like dealing with a computer or social media. So.
Yeah, no, absolutely. But that's why we have good partnerships, right?
Yeah.
Going back to the idea that you're the combination of the five people you spend the most time with. So who's in your advisor circle? I mean, we met Mitch, you know, quite some time ago now, and we've been personally working with him as a business coach in our businesses. I know, shout out right here. If you don't have a business coach, get Mitch. And several of you guys listening as clients will know that I have definitely pushed you in this man's direction, and there's a reasoning behind that. You know, well, it comes down to just, you know, who's in your circle? Well, I fully believe, and most of you, if you ask me, will hear the same answer. You should have a fantastic accountant. You should have a fantastic marketer. You should have a fantastic business coach. You should have a good lawyer, and you should have a good doctor. You know, and it's funny because a lot of those have to do with money and finance, and the fifth one doesn't, but honest to God.
Hi, Tammy.
Hey, guys. Honest to God, your physical health obviously plays in, because if you are stressed about money and you are stressed about your business and you are not growing as fast as you need to because you don't have the tools for social media marketing, you don't have the diligence management from the business coach side, you will be physically sick, which means you need a good doctor. But take some time and think about that. I mean, your spouse is definitely one of those.
Yeah.
And you know, I also tell people there's really seven people in that circle. Because there's those five unbiased opinions that you need, but then you need your spouse, and you yourself are part of your top five, which means you, at the end of the day, are the most accountable to yourself.
It's,
you know, it's something that people need to think about, really. And I don't aim to be better than anybody else the next day. I just aim to be better than me that I was yesterday. And, you know, we challenge each other and definitely hold ourselves to that same standard so that we're constantly innovating and we're not getting stale. And we're not falling into patterns that are going to make us complacent and therefore, you know, quite frankly, lead us to our demise. We have way too many plans for a private island for that.
So pay attention for a moment, because the accountant, bookkeeper, and the marketing person that are together, they're in this together, and their business are tied together as well, of course. We started talking about finance, and we're going to go into marketing as well anyway. But what they're telling us that's critically important is, if we have accountability, if we have proper record keeping,
yes.
If we're managing our cash flow diligently, if we have open communication with those other people around us, and if we give ourselves a fighting chance with the right circle, the right proximity to other people around us that make us better at what we do or add something that we essentially don't know how to do, then this makes us quite a bit better. Thank you very much, brother. Cheers. Wonderful. Hey. Keep popping up with comments. We will definitely get to them as we're going through. So thank you very much.
Absolutely.
To the YouTube audience over there as well.
We got YouTube and Facebook. If you guys are not following Mitch Camage Coaching on YouTube, make sure you pop over there, because then you can creep yourself out by seeing duplicates of what we're talking about today.
You get to watch us twice at the same time, so certainly going to enjoy that.
Absolutely.
But when we're talking finance, and Danny here opened up talking about what it took for accountability when it came to our finances and our structure, how to essentially manage our cash flow, our bookkeeping, and our accounting cycle as well. And that segued very, very quickly into what we have as responsibilities as business owners, as entrepreneurs, which is, again, accountability, proper record keeping, mm-hmm. managing your cash flow on a day-to-day basis,
absolutely.
Right? Having open communication with those people that are most important around us, mm-hmm. and then having the right proximity.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, what you're telling me then, from you guys, but of course I preach this to you as well, is that's the essential building block, the foundation for us to build the parts of the business that we really wanted to start talking about today, finance and marketing.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Scott, with that in mind, what kind of an impact does that have from a marketing perspective, first of all? We'll come back to money in a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
And how does that help you leverage what it is, what you're doing, and how does that help to drive a business forward?
Well, like you said before, I like try to simplify stuff a lot. So I use that four-block method that you showed us. And I try to break everything down into these four pieces of
street. Tammy loves you. So.
Oh, hi, Tammy.
I think, though, too, like one thing you brought up communication, and another thing I think that people really take for granted is the education side of that.
Mm.
There's so much free resource out there for people that they really can empower themselves in a lot of ways to help themselves. And I think through YouTube and Facebook and all these other platforms that there's just so much information there that people really can, you know, give themselves a good start and a good push and you know, really learning. Like Google Analytics is free. You can take Google Analytics for free through Google, and it'll teach you entirely how the Google platform works for an advertising, you know, thing. Well, do you want to put 25 hours into that? Right. So
wait,
the marketing pro right there.
Yeah.
Okay. Marketing pro right there is telling you to go get free education.
Yeah, totally.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Free education about marketing. He doesn't just want to take your money. He wants you to get smarter at your job too.
It helps me actually when people it's easier. If I've advised one of my clients to take Google Analytics for beginners and they've gone and taken that, and then when I try to explain to them what's going on, they actually understand what I'm talking about. So
absolutely.
Getting people to take classes in Facebook Blueprint and Google Analytics and some of these other social media platforms like Instagram, it really helps out. Or telling them that they should go watch a YouTube video on you know, a marketing person, or say like Tony Robbins or whatever. You know, even there's like really good information from that as well that people mm-hmm. can implore. When they start learning about what's going on, it really helps us do more. Actually, it's you know, a team effort, and it you know, contributes to the plan. Actually, when two minds are thinking together, and you know, like I have a good grasp on this, but there may be something that you do in your industry because you're just in your industry every day that I may not get, and. When my clients,
I'll send it over
we'll
to
talk.
You.
We'll talk.
Yeah. When my clients are talking to me about what they would like to see, and then they say something about what they do, oh, well, that was interesting because I don't know much about like what you do per se, but you know, so when that comes up, it's like, okay, well, you think that this is a good post. I agree with you that this is a good post. Okay, let's go with it, because now they have their technical background and what they do and a little basis knowledge of marketing and what that is. So then they can really get their information across and communicate better.
So we're getting education here for a moment, but I'm gonna pull business coach for a second to have this conversation with Scott specifically. We talk at this table an awful lot, and we've been working together for 14 months now with their business empire, and I hope that the love that they're showing here today says something about the work we've been able to do together. Because if I get to succeed, it's only because they succeed and they've done something incredible with it. We talk about this stuff all the time, and I'm purposely getting this camera view over my shoulder for a moment to put Scott on the spot for the YouTube crowd and for the, you know, for the Facebook crowd. I'm just kind of partly off camera, so bear with me for a moment. Education is the fundamental, and that's what my job is, right? I wake up every day to help educate people. Well, that's what you do from a financial perspective. Not a lot of marketing professionals are actually vested in the education system. So I'm putting whatever other marketers are out there, except those that I know personally, I love you guys and girls. I love you all, okay? And you're really, really good at your job. Thank you, brother, very much. Perfect. Medical student about to graduate. Boom. Hey, you keep commenting below. I'm going to reply to you after. You got questions, anything at all, please don't hesitate. Comment below. Scott and Danny will get onto YouTube, answer any questions you got about finance or marketing as well after.
Absolutely.
We're here to educate and help share. So thank you very much for asking questions.
Yeah.
Tammy, you and I are going to talk. Yes. Okay, absolutely.
You two need to talk.
Yeah, absolutely. Talk. I saw the message and we're going to talk for sure.
Yes.
Subscribing, brother. We love you. Okay, yeah, definitely pop it in there. Drop some comments. Message me. Whatever you need to do. I'll make sure that you got questions. We'll hook it up. Okay, brother? Thank you kindly.
The one thing that I think it's weird that I do
hey, Gerald.
Is I, like, long ago when I started doing this, I was having a hard time finding somebody that actually did marketing that wanted to help me with marketing, right? Like, and every marketer I was finding was trying to market to marketers to sell their system their click funnel or whatever the hell they want to call it, the most baseline basic of sales training that you could possibly get, but they're trying to market it like some sort of like
voodoo.
You know, guru. Like, yeah, guru is the term
guru,
I hate,
voodoo.
Right? Yeah, I have this guru and they know all about click funnels. Well, like, this is basic sales that was created in like the 50s. It's nothing new. It's human psychology that's been, you know, learned and taught over years. And they're just taking basic sales practices and implementing them into e-commerce and the internet. And there's nothing really special about what they're doing, but they're just trying to create this like vacuum of marketers selling to marketers. And I frankly don't want to sell marketing to any marketers. I want to help regular people, you know, get their business and their brand out there. So yeah, by all means, I'm about helping people with educating themselves.
Then to educate part of the crowd, I'm going to get Scott to talk about for a second, and Danny as well, on some of the particulars. But we want to talk education. What happens at this table, what happens in this house, is really quite simple. Gary Vaynerchuk, an absolute treasure trove of free information.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Tony Robbins, treasure trove of free information.
Yep.
Ted McGrath, treasure trove of free information. There are a number of big, recognizable names out there in the marketplace that are there.
Lewis House.
There we go. We've got that as well. You know, we got our boy King out there wandering the countryside too. His stuff is out there for cheap, little or no cost, depending on where you want to look as well.
If you guys don't have, there's a website called Udemy. If you guys haven't jumped on there, they have like 90% off on most of their courses and just about every single thing under the sun that you could possibly think about learning, they can do. I bought 8 full-blown course load programs. For
hey, Trevor.
The value should have been about $2,500, and I got it for $190. That's going to educate my mini management team, so my mid-level management team, as well as myself in everything to do with dealing with tough situations, people skills, interpersonal, intercompany skills. I'm taking, you know, more coaching courses through there, and then any kind of software that you want to learn. There's also free resources on every single developer's website. Yep. Intuit has hours and hours and hours of free education. So you can learn QuickBooks. You can learn Simply Accounting. You can learn Xero Accounting. You can learn Wave Accounting. You can learn FreshBooks. Every single thing that you want to pop in and be able to use to manage your own accounting, those resources are free.
Yeah.
And that's
brother,
just like...
Brother, you got it.
The beauty of the internet is that we live in a world where you can learn anything you want. The only thing that you have to invest is time.
Or the thing is... what's the right question to ask, right?
Yeah.
Like, can you come up with that question to ask? Like, how do I do this? Or where do I find that? Or, you know, everybody likes watching DIY stuff on YouTube.
Yeah,
and at the end of the day, I haven't had to pay for a mechanic in years because I can really just watch some guy fix my truck on YouTube.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely.
And
where,
on the other
where
end,
you are right
I,
now.
I can also watch some guy fix the same car that I have, which is a Mercedes. So there's that, like, vast diversity of like a regular pickup truck versus a high-end sports car, and there's a video for each of them, or somebody's made, and that resource is just growing ever stronger, and you know,
absolutely.
So I'm gonna snap a pic here real quick. What up? Wrong way around. Whoa, that was awkward. That was awkward.
Mitch is having some technical difficulties.
Please stand by. There we go. Never mind. We'll stop pushing buttons while we're live right now. Hey, I hope you enjoyed looking at a fridge for a moment, right? There we
Absolutely.
Go. Even the best of us can make mistakes anyway.
Welcome to the attic.
Welcome to the attic, right?
This is our in-progress space for all my clients watching. This is the mystical space upstairs that we're waiting for financing for. So
Their primary business is downstairs. We're upstairs in what's going to be an absolutely fantastic office. We're done. I'm going to come back to education here for a moment. Because these guys, now if you're watching here, there we go.
Ooh, that's
Gerald, good. Principles and tactics seem to be the same fundamentally, but packaged so many different ways, so much noise. Spent a lot of time and more chasing the how-tos when they're, boom. G, you're right, brother. You're absolutely right. Thank you for adding that commentary in. And one of the guys who's watching live on Facebook happens to be another friend of ours at this table and another client. So thank you very much for putting that in.
Yes.
And Gerald, you're 100% right. So many of the principles are the same, but they're packaged differently. They're moved around and they're shared in different ways. Mm-hmm. But the fundamental education is the same.
Absolutely.
So we're going to talk about that when it comes to marketing. By the way, if you're watching, here I am, a business coach. I give away a ton of education for free. So if you're watching on YouTube or on Facebook, you can come find me at Mitch Kamich Coaching. You can also find Daniel's SOS Bookkeeping and Accounting Service. And you can also find SOS Marketing. Go to all the major platforms. I'm on YouTube. I'm on Facebook. I'm on Twitter. I'm on Instagram. I'm on LinkedIn. These guys are all on all of these other platforms as well. Come and find them because they pour out a ton of financial and business-related education from the accounting and bookkeeping world. A ton of business and marketing-related education from the marketing perspective. And then, of course, I try and touch the gamut on the stuff that goes into business. This is free resource.
Well,
this stuff is typically not available. We make sure it's out there because it was frustrating to find ourselves. To go to what Gerald's saying for a moment, 100% frustrating to do that. So let's break it down into simplistic terms from a marketing perspective. We build awareness. Yeah. We build interest and engagement. We get people to think. We ask them to take actions or we give them steps to follow along. And then we've got tools and stuff. We've got content, shooting video, publishing pretty pictures, putting written words out. We've got the platforms that we're going to use.
Yeah.
In this case, right now, we're live on YouTube and on Facebook,
yeah.
right? And we're shooting video. The tools that we need. We've got cell phones and we got light rings up. What else do we do? How do you guys deliver consistently on a daily and weekly basis? And I know you're going to say behaviors. I know you're going to say accountability. And I know you're going to say record keeping and scheduling. It's okay. We've got the givens, right? We've got tools. We've got accountability. We've got scheduling. And we got follow-up and behaviors. Well, what do you guys do regularly to do that? How does, okay, Daniel's SOS Bookkeeping has doubled in size in the last year thanks to Facebook and Google.
Absolutely.
SOS Marketing is rocketing up right now for just a solo show. The business is booming right now, brothers and sisters. So what do you guys do to attract that attention? Because you're obviously drinking your own Kool-Aid and you're certainly educating people for free, which means aren't you taking away jobs for yourself?
No.
No.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's not that, not, I don't know. It's really weird. Like I've met other marketers lately and sometimes I get this like abrasiveness and I kind of always ask myself, well, this is such a large planet and we live in a big city and there's a lot of, you know, going on. Like I don't think that I could possibly take every single person's marketing in this city.
Yeah.
It would be freaking impossible, right? And like, that's why I look at it and going like, well, why can't we all eat? You know, this is something that there's big benefits to this. Like, this is 100% write off towards your taxes. So at the end of the day, do you want to invest in your business growing, or do you want to pay tax to the tax man?
And
not to say that you should spend more money than tax that you would pay, but you should have a good idea of like what your yearly financials are and then set aside a budget for your year based off of what your yearly financials were to spend on your marketing. And then that way you maximize the best potential for your business to grow and saving some money on your taxes by investing in yourself.
Yeah.
So, you know, what type of business wouldn't want to take advantage of that? That's how I really look at that.
Absolutely. Okay. Yeah. Well, and something to piggyback on is that, like, say in the world of accounting, the reason why I can confidently say we continue to get new business is because at the end of the day, there's this issue in accounting where you can get advice from accountants if you're sitting within the four walls of their office and you're either paying a fee or, sure, there are courtesy free consultations. We offer those. But there seems to be an issue with not getting free resources if you're not paying for it in the world of accounting. Now, if you go to our website, which is DanielleSOSBookkeeping.com, there are over 200 blog articles and resources available to you on our website. It is free. There are over 50 videos that I have recorded live on my Facebook and onto YouTube for free. And it is talking about the simplicity of breaking down what kind of home deductions I can get. What's a you know, what's a disability tax credit? What do I need to do when I file a final return for someone that has passed away? What do I do? You know, what are my basics of monthly bookkeeping practices? What do I need to know before I wrap up my year end? What do I know about what I'm eligible for personal tax write-offs? These are things that I look at and go, if I can empower you, or even if you don't choose to take those tools and empower yourself, I can give them to you. And by giving them to you, I'm displaying that I have that knowledge, which means that if I have that knowledge and I'm putting it out there, chances are you're going to trust in me to take care of your money and finances, because I'm not, like, it's not a secret. It's not a secret. I've probably done 10,000 free consultations in this city with business owners and individuals on just best practices for accounting and tax preparation. And are all of them my clients? Of course not. And that's okay, because at the end of the day, as long as you've left my office with more tools than you came in with, I've done my job well. And whether that's empowering you to buy TurboTax and do your own tax return, or whether you're doing your own QuickBooks or whatever it may be, or whether you bring them to me, you've got more education, and you can just change the world as long as you know how to do it.
I like how you brought that up, because the one good free secret that I can give them is blog on your website, create backlinks to yourself to every social media platform, and that will greatly increase your SEO.
Absolutely.
And it's the one thing that when I talk to people about that they really, really don't want to do. They do not want to populate a blog. It's the last thing that they want to do, and it may be like one of the most beneficial things that you can do for yourself. And if you're looking at it like, well, I don't want to do this because it's just like one thing. No, it's not actually one thing. You're creating like not like one piece of content that can be shared on like all the different platforms that you have, which will create attraction back to your main website. And yeah, that's something that like it just, yeah, people are really like not into it at all, and I wish they were more into it.
Let me isolate this for a moment here. Marketing 101, so quick education. Scott's talking about blogs, and more important, put a blog on your website. If you're still using a website, I have one, but primarily I live on social media. So you can come find me again, Facebook and Twitter and Instagram and YouTube and LinkedIn and all that sort of stuff. But what he's talking about is low-hanging fruit that is free education to help make your website show up better by itself before you spend money. Okay. And what he's saying is you go to your website, and I'm going to give you an extension on that for a moment, because this is a conversation Scott and I've had a few times, and this guy's brilliant at doing this. Just write a small blog post. 200, 300, 400 words, put it on your website. Then share it to all your social media chains.
Yeah.
And now all of that's interconnected and all of that's pointing back to your website.
Yeah.
And then a month later, you publish another one and you share it out. In a year, you have, let's say, four social media chains and one blog article post every single month. You have 48 backlinks. In other words, other places outside your website all pointing back to your website right now. And if anybody followed those, Google's going to track all of that for you.
The nice part is, too, is that, and I'm sure he'll say this in a minute, is that people are always so concerned about new content, new content, new content. Well, I have 200 blog posts that periodically, I'm just going to go back and wait for it, reshare
evergreen
across all of my social media.
We manage and we measure and manage which ones are the best. And every once in a while, we'll come back out with like a, you know, a throwback of this one that was great. And there's nothing wrong with doing that, because...
Yeah.
You may have had a following of 100 people, and then a year later you have a following of 1,000 people. Well, maybe when that 100 person following thing came out, all those other people weren't exposed to it. Well, why not give them the new people the opportunity to be exposed to that? And then on top of that, it gives you a little bit of breathing room where you're not looking to create new content. You can recycle some of the old stuff.
Well, and sorry, I just wanted to add, it's you know, it really is that not everybody, you know, we can sit here and we can record videos, but unfortunately not all of you guys are going to go visit the website, which is just fine. You guys are very busy people. So our job as well, if we're really ambitious about pushing our businesses forward, is to make sure that you have the easiest access to that content. And that's a very selfish thing. But at the end of the day, we run businesses. We want to get in front of as many of you guys as possible. And again, like I said, I just feel like the resharing of information makes you so much more valuable. And so it is in my best interest to sit down and reshare those, you know, those blogs. And in accounting, I get a safety net because my business is cyclical, meaning that there's always going to be, you know, businesses that need year-end financials. There's always going to be businesses that have, that need bookkeeping done. And tax season, unfortunately, always comes once a year.
Gee, you're right.
So, you know, I can always have that opportunity to reshare your year-end checklist. I can always have the, you know, the opportunity to share best practice monthly bookkeeping tips. Every single February, I hold a course or I publish information on the things that you need to know to get prepared to file your personal taxes. There's some safety and guarantee in that need to repeat that content. And then my job in my own personal education is to go through and say, okay, what has changed between last year and this year, and make sure that when I'm resharing that content, I'm also going and re-updating it. So I'm allowing myself to look at what I shared with you guys last year and go, sweet, this has actually changed. They've added this, or they've taken this away, or they've done these things, and then I'm making sure that you guys have that information right in front of you, because to be quite frank, with the excess of information that's available online, especially to do with accounting, there's a lot of opinion-based pieces. So if I, as an authority in my industry, can share and get in front of you guys the most accurate and refreshed information, you guys are going to be better prepared to file your taxes.
Yeah.
And for me, that I get satisfaction from that.
So we hit on a couple of important subjects. So I'm going to hijack this for a moment and come back around to this. And Gerald, thank you very much for putting that. He talked about repackaging and repurposing your original content. Work smarter, not harder.
Absolutely.
And we're going to talk about this. The principle or the word inside of marketing is evergreen, which means if that I've put something out there for a while, and unless it's specifically dated, like Merry Christmas, December 2018, that's not going to fly me showing that in January. But if I've talked about marketing 2 years ago, and the principle still sound and still remains the same, that video or that piece of content has life and makes sense. I can repackage that. I can go in and change the title to start with, reshare that, and now that content comes back out and it's got a little bit of love in the back end, which all the social media chains love from that perspective as well.
Something to say though, if you're looking for education on YouTube and it says that this is how you get SEO traction in 2016, that video is probably pretty dated and the information won't be the same, because essentially these large social media companies change their algorithm roughly every 6 to 9 months on how they basically bump video or content forward.
But that's why investing in somebody that does marketing and has a personal invested education, you know, in those changes is really helpful.
Yeah.
Now we talked about something technical for a second. The algorithm. The algorithm is the complicated math that basically says whether something is going to show up or not on social media. And it's how all the social media chains operate. And from where we're shooting today, Facebook actually just changed their algorithm in the last handful of days. So that changes the way businesses, for example, can get their content viewed by what might be their regular audience, never mind when they're going to pay to attract an audience in the form of advertising and marketing budget as well. So let me give you a little snapshot in the kind of stuff that we do here at this table from a marketing perspective. We might shoot a video, and there's a brand new video, and today we're live, you know, on Facebook and on YouTube. So this video later on might be repurposed, reused, or bits and pieces might come out to create other videos as well.
Yeah.
If there's parts of this video, or let's say we shoot a brand new video after this one to publish later on, you can take the audio out of that video, and now you can turn that into a blog post or an article.
Yeah, or a podcast.
Exactly, or a podcast. And then you can sit there and take the most intelligent thoughts, I guess you can say, and create other marketing content.
Yeah.
Marketing boards and other really pretty pieces. So one video can be repurposed several months apart as long as it's not dated or too static.
Yeah.
For years, it can create an article that can come back around and refresh quite a bit, and it can be a number of other content pieces or a podcast that can be used. So a business only needs to generate essentially a very finite number of things on a regular basis. And then just be quite relevant on social media, just so that they're active and obviously sharing some of the stuff they're doing. So for our mad marketing minute, if you need a simple marketing plan, shoot a video, use the audio to create an article out of it. And by the way, inside of Google Docs, their translate feature and their transcribe feature from audio to written word is absolutely fantastic. So there's a free resource to do.
Yep.
Then you can take really smart ideas out of each one of those and put them right into marketing boards, really cool pictures with really simple little slogans. We see them all the time. We think of them as memes more often than anything else to create that. And then, of course, you can take the whole thing and repurpose little tiny sections into micro lessons or into podcasts or whatever it is. So one video can give you weeks and weeks and weeks of content.
Yeah.
If you can find 2 hours of your life and shoot 4 videos, you could be good for the next 4 months of your marketing.
Yep.
Yeah.
So there's your marketing 101 lesson right now to give yourself a leg up, and that costs you nothing but a little bit of time. Yeah. And the device, like that one there and that one up over there.
Yeah. Yeah. But it doesn't have to be complicated. I think that that's the other part is that, you know, and
I haven't seen anybody with a flip phone in a long time. Right? Like, who doesn't have one?
If somebody has a flip phone, we're not insulting you because you're clearly not watching this right now.
Yes.
Maybe comments.
Well, unless you're
maybe
on another device, right?
Yeah. So I believe you exist.
Yes.
You know, you're an endangered species.
If you're reading this and you're on a tablet or your computer, snap a picture of yourself with your flip phone and please send it to us. In fact, if you do, here's a challenge. If you have a flip phone that's functioning, I want a picture of you on here and send it to us. We need to see that. Uh-oh. Shane, of course you're commenting. Now, are you doing that, Shane, because he's got a flip phone or because you think we're really smart? I hope it's because we're smart, but if he's got a flip phone, we want a picture, okay?
Yeah, it didn't happen.
Yeah, Pixar, it did not happen.
Come on, that's an under 30 everybody over here understands.
Yeah. Flip phone or it did not happen, okay?
Yeah, yeah.
And if you take it with an old-timey camera, even better.
Yeah, yeah.
35mm.
Yeah.
If you shoot that picture with 35mm and...
on film and deliver it in 2 weeks after development...
Like
you've gone the extra
like
mile.
The Zapruder tape. Send it in one of those round tin cans. We're gonna love you for it.
Can you still get film developed?
I have no idea.
Yes, yes you can. I'm also a photographer. Yes you can. And it's awesome. You can go to McBain's, they'll help you out. Oh, shout out.
Okay. Last little plug out of both of you. If you guys had to start a business right now, what is one money related lesson and what is one marketing related lesson that people that are starting a new business should, this is do or die. This is your ride or die in business, right? Yes, the Viking looking business coach just said that out loud. So what is the one financial or money related lesson that you must do starting a new business? And what is the one marketing related lesson that you must do? This is do it or death is imminent.
I'm going to go back to my very first point. Daily. You have to be daily invested in your business. If you are not, and it doesn't matter whether you're making $20 or $200,000 or $2 million, you have to be daily invested in your business. And that's your money and finances. You have to understand that the big ugly B word that nobody wants to talk about is so critical to your business. You have to budget. And it doesn't have to be fancy. There are free templates, and we've been talking about free resources for you all day here. All day. For the last, you know, better part of 45 minutes here, but we've talked about free resources and there are free budgeting tools that are available to you. And if you can't find one, message me. You can message my page. I will send you an easy to follow, you know, budgeting template. But you have to look at your business on a daily basis. And now understanding that I'm also telling you not to obsess to the point where you want to cry every day because you're not making millions of dollars. So I guess my only other tip would be paired in with it, which is give yourself time. To really run a successful business, you have to be daily diligent and you have to be patient, meaning that it's going to take a lot of single day transactions to add up to something that is just so exponential that you've created this big giant, you know, empire. This is not something that's going to happen overnight, but if you decide that the first 6 months are not important enough for you to look at your money and finances on a daily basis, you will not succeed. Yes, there are people that will defy the logic of statistics and things like that, but I really do get the pleasure of meeting, you know, thousands of business owners, whether that be corporation owners or sole proprietorships,
yep,
every single year that have the same struggle. Where did I go wrong? Where is my money going? And why don't I know where I'm at? Or why am I not where I thought I should be at the given time? Are you daily diligent, meaning looking at your money and financing on a daily basis? Are you budgeting and are you patient? If you can't be those things, you're going to have a really tough time in business.
You're going to get blindsided.
Yeah,
you're going to get blindsided.
Yeah.
Because things move really fast, but they also take time.
That's like, and if you have this habit where things that are unexpected keep happening to you, that's potentially the root cause of your issue.
Yeah, yeah. So, I mean, that's my tips.
Scott, marketing, where do we start?
I think the one thing I deal with right now, a lot of people underestimate the power of the internet. And whether it's people that have had an established business for a long time or new people that are getting into it, when you start explaining some of the statistics about what's going on with the internet, people stand back and they look at you like, well, how? And more and more things like esports are overtaking traditional sports. And that's just, you know, how it is. Yeah. I grew up playing sports and I'm an athlete, and I would love to say that the sports that I grew up watching are the mainstays of the population watching, but the reality of it is that things like video games are overtaking the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
And when you have more eyeballs on your product than the biggest television spot of the year, it really, you know, should make people question, you know, where their attention's being spent. You know, are you spending more time watching TV than being involved in the internet? And is the rest of the world more involved in the internet, and you're just holding yourself back from, you know, where the rest of reality is living? Because if you're saying, well, Facebook, you know, I don't need Facebook for my business, or I don't need this or that, and, you know, that may be fine, but you're just limiting your potential. You know,
you don't
score on 100% of the shots you don't take.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, you know, that's just really where it is for people and their stubbornness with using a computer and social media. And it's really strange for me even to have this conversation, because you think, like, so many people are involved, and, you know, the people that are watching this right now, they're probably involved in this type of thing anyways, but it's the other people that aren't actually watching this that probably need to hear this stuff.
Don't even realize that they're doing damage to their business. Not tracking your cash flow,
and not
understanding or willing to accept the fact that our world, particularly digitally, works the way it does, and this is the way business is attracted.
For the last year, I was telling people that the average person is looking at Facebook 8 times a day, and then about 3 weeks ago, I found out it was 21 times a day now.
We are increasing our involvement in social media, and that's huge.
21 times a day, and up to 2 billion people.
Yeah.
Every day on Facebook.
And that's just Facebook.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's just Facebook. But the lucky part for us is that social media does talk to each other. So Google and Facebook and Instagram and Twitter, they're all helping, you know.
Drive that keyword influence.
Yeah, like everything that you do is being fed to 12 other networks, which is really great. Which means that, like, as you spend, you know, a couple of minutes, like, I run everything that drives my business forward personally. You know, the two of us run everything that drives Danielle's SOS bookkeeping forward. And for a business that has continued to double in size every year, that's a lot of diligence. And, you know, it's nice because you can start to find the right people to surround yourself. Well, he started investing in marketing. Well, now we know that I can spend 2 hours on a Sunday and I can reach 10 times the amount of people that I used to by just being a little bit smarter with the places that I post and the things that I do and the content that I reshare, because I just know a little bit more. And I mean, like I said, all of this stuff that we've learned is mostly free.
The most flattering part of it all is seeing all the other people that own bookkeeping or accounting practices copying our tactics and doing the things that we've been doing for like the last 4 years, because now it's just starting to pick up.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
You got it, Shane. Last comment, right? 21 times a day, some of it is time wasting and some engaging through business and collaborative efforts. Exactly.
Yep.
You're hitting it right on the head.
Yep.
But that means that's 2 billion people divided by 21 times on average. So how many times
and
do you get a chance to get somebody to look at what you're doing?
Even if you're wasting time, they're still feeding you a sponsored post every third post.
Yeah, everything that you see is used to sell you something or make you think a certain way or, you know, whatever it is, right? And I mean, I guess the two of us have just kind of figured out that the more points of contact we can have with you, the more often we're going to make a sale. Why? Because you do have to look at things, you know, how many times do you have to look at something before you will engage someone in a business deal?
Depends on what platform it is. And if it's through the internet, it's usually like 40 to 45. Personally, up front, it's like 20 to 21, right? So
yeah, and it's points of contact, so conversations. It's looking at, you know, retargeted ads that are going to catch you off guard, you know, 2 days after you've had the conversation with your new accountant.
Yeah.
Or that, you know,
I've seen your post on Instagram. I've seen a video on YouTube. I've seen you post on Facebook. I was driving down the street and I saw your bus bench and I got a postcard in the mail from you.
Yeah. And suddenly it occurred to me that I need an accountant, a bookkeeper.
Yeah.
Isn't there somebody I know? Oh, right. Daniel's SOS bookkeeping. I wonder where I learned about them.
I've seen them before.
There's a car. It's driving by with all of the logos on it.
So, crew, audience, thank you for joining us here this morning.
Yes.
Danielle with Daniel's SOS Bookkeeping and Accounting Service. Scotch Race with SOS Marketing. And, of course, yours truly, Mitch Cambridge with Mitch Cambridge Coaching. Amazing lives, extraordinary businesses. We love you guys. Thank you for joining us, getting educated. Continue to comment. We will get back and respond as quickly as we can over the coming days. You're going to see these videos shared out across different platforms as well. Please interact. YouTube, like and subscribe, right? Facebook, yeah. Follow along. Come find my page, Mitch Kamich Coaching. Get on SOS Marketing. Make sure you're on Daniel's SOS Bookkeeping. There's a number of groups associated with those. You're going to get education for free. You're going to get smarter because of it. You're going to meet a lot of other people in the same place you are, starting out, trying to make it work, or just trying to make sure that you stay above water.
Absolutely.
We love you guys to pieces. Peace out. Have an awesome day, and watch for us live next time. Cheers. Let's do this.
Cheers.